There is a photograph hanging in my apartment, a black and white photograph of my family, that was taken probably when I was in the fourth grade, I would guess. And it's always been my favorite picture that was ever taken of our family. It was most likely taken on a Sunday because we were all dressed for church. I don't think it was Easter Sunday, but my dad was in a suit. My brother was in a suit. I was in a nice jacket with a bow tie, rocking it in the fourth grade. It's a black and white photo, so I don't know what color my mom's dress was, but she had on her famous, what I call the Barbara Bush pearls, the three strands of pearls that she loved to wear. And once before my mom passed away, we were looking through her photo albums. That's how you used to look at pictures, unlike today when you look on your phone. But I was sitting there with my mom going through pictures, and we came across that one, and I told her it had always been my absolute favorite picture, and she kind of laughed and said, "Well, you don't know what it took to get that picture taken." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And she explained that we were late for church, so my dad kind of had a scowl on his face. My brother also had a scowl on his face because he had been playing basketball in the driveway and was told to come in at the last minute and put his suit on for church. She pointed out that I was kind of squinting at the sun, so I wasn't very happy. And then she said, "You know, you see these pearls, or see them, and you know they're my favorite. Well, the clasp had broken on the back, and your dad had to run into the garage and get a piece of wire to make sure that they stayed on for the picture." Things aren't always as they appear. I'm assuming that each of you could find one of your favorite photos, whether it's in a frame or on the phone, and there's always a story, something going on during that time of getting the picture taken, or someone not behaving or whatever, right? Things aren't always as they appear. So what I'd like to do is take that phrase and apply it to our gospel today. So we have here, I'm going to give you three pictures. Really, I'm going to give you four. The first three are going to lead to the fourth picture. But here's the first picture. Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb before sunrise, and it is still dark, and the stone has been rolled away. She's afraid, and she runs. She runs to go tell John and Peter. So that's the first picture. What would we do if we came across that empty tomb? We most likely would be afraid, and we would run as well. Things aren't always as they appear. Here's the second picture. Peter and John come running to the tomb, and as Mary said, the stone was rolled away, and they peer inside, and all they see are the burial clothes. Now, it says that they believe, but it also says they didn't understand, which would make sense because they didn't necessarily go tell anyone. Scripture says they went back to their homes. So that's the picture. What would we have done? Would we have gone and told anybody or run back to our homes? Things aren't always as they appear. Here's the third picture. The boys run home, and Mary Magdalene is left at the tomb by herself, and she's standing there outside the tomb weeping. She looks inside, and she sees what she thinks are two angels dressed in white who start asking her questions. "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Well, that's the picture. And how frustrated would we have been, just like Mary probably was? "What do you mean? Who am I looking for? I'm looking for Jesus. Where have they put his body?" Things aren't always as they appear. Now, here's the fourth picture. The first three all lead to the last picture. And the last picture is Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, standing next to Mary inside the tomb. And he says, "Mary." And she turns and says, "Rabboni." And then after a short conversation, he says, "Go and tell my brothers. Go. And as a woman, be the first preacher of the resurrection. Go and be an Easter person." And at that moment, everything changes for Mary. And soon, everything is going to change for all of Jesus's followers. And soon, everything is going to change for the world. Things aren't always as they appear. That's correct, because Jesus is risen from the dead. What this means for you and I is whatever frame or picture we find our lives in at this moment, Jesus is right smack in the middle of it all. If it's a picture of living in fear or always questioning, Jesus is there. If it is a frame or a picture of addiction or not doing what God wants us to do, Jesus is right smack in the middle of it. If it's not living and being in a life-giving relationship or marriage or facing a serious health diagnosis, Jesus is right smack in the middle of it all. Everything changes. In fact, we can even say everything has changed even for our faith community, right? Listen, if you were to take a picture of Trinity Episcopal Church right now, you would see a chain link fence all the way around it. Things aren't always as they appear. If you were to take a picture of inside the church, it would be scaffolding, floor to ceiling. Things aren't always as they appear. If you were to take a picture today of us worshiping, not in church, but in a gym, in a very tomb-like gym, things aren't always as they appear. Why? Because the stone has been rolled away. In just a few short months, we will be back in our beautiful historical church. We are in the middle of a thriving capital campaign that will bring our school and our church finally into the 21st century. My friends, Trinity has been a beacon of hope for 175 years. It has been a light shining in the darkness in this community for 175 years. Why? Because we are an Easter people and we are an Easter church. I don't know where you are in your life right now. I don't know what frame or picture you're looking at. I don't know what obstacle or roadblock you are going through, but I do know this. I do know this. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and everything has changed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.